Welcome to Alphabet Soup on the Anfield Wrap. We take a letter of the alphabet and we discuss all things Liverpool, club and city. And to do that, with me today, I'm Dan Morgan. I've got Andy Heaton, Jackie Wilcox and Joel Sanderson-Murray. You're getting two letters today because they're quite difficult. So you're getting the letter U and the letter V. Putting an agenda together for this was a little difficult. But we'll do what we can with it. Andy, I'll start with you. I agree. Ullett Road, I put down. A lot of people will be unfamiliar with Ullett Road, but I think there's something to be said for the area of Princess Park, Sefton Park in general. One of Liverpool's most picturesque spots. The inspiration for New York park makers, apparently.
No, that was the one on the Whittle.
Was it?
Yeah,
that was Birkenhead Park.
Oft misconstrued.
Do you know why that happens? Do you know why we do that? Because Kim Cattrall had some link to Sefton Park, didn't she?
Yeah, she went up against Joe Anderson when they wanted to build on Sefton on the meadows on the park, and she
What a link that is! It's like Jay Spearing coming on for Arthur Mello in a football game.
Hey, she stayed true to her heritage. Be fair to her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she has. She has. She's a good egg.
She was always my favourite as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She's seen the writing on the wall with that new one as well. Absolute shite. but we digress. So yeah, I think let's have a little chat around Sefton Park and Princess Park. And I believe you actually grew up on Ullett Road. Is that right?
I didn't grow up on Ullett Road. I bought my first house with my now wife on Ullett Road. When I say house, I mean apartment. Ullett Road. It's kind of it's a mad one because it joins both Toxteth, Egbert, and Wavertree. It straddles the three, and then as you said there, you've got two fantastic parks there, Princess Park and Sevy Park. Our apartment where we bought, funny enough, was opposite what the Inglenook, which is now a care home, and it's actually on Princess Park. And we had it's funny, the spiders back on Corrie now, because they had all the tree huggers in when they were building our apartments, because it was built at Belvedere Schools next door. And they own the land, and they sold it to this developer, blah, blah, blah. But before it was developed, it was just like part of the park, even though Belvedere owned it. So they had like people chaining themselves to trees and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, we got the apartments cheap. So thanks, Swampy. Nice one.